hot summer nights haven't changed all that much since 1957. Sure, they're selling sushi at ballparks these days, but for the most part, people are still using the same bug spray. DEET was designed in the 1950s for military use. Stores started selling it soon after. At this kid's baseball game in Northeast Ohio, there are as many opinions about DEET and bug sprays as there are people.
I usually would use a bug spray. I would use like DEET. I heard that's the best.
No, actually, I am concerned about any kind of chemical, so I don't really like to use it. I don't think it's necessary.
I've been scratching all week.
Why do you think you don't use it? It
stinks.
Probably looking for something without DEET, of course, which is pretty much outlawed anyway. So we need to invest in looking a little bit better.
I have a bug bite on my neck.
Yes, you do have a bug bite on your neck. That's why we need to go look for some.
Actually, DEET is not even close to being outlawed. It's used hundreds of millions of times each year by backyard barbecuers and soldiers alike. In all these years, there have been only 50 reports of skin problems or seizures, and those were attributed to gross overuse and couldn't be definitely connected to DEET. But it is a plasticizer. If it touches your watch face, it'll smear the plastic, and that makes people a little nervous. And while it does drive away a wide array of bugs, including mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus, DEET does not protect against mosquitoes that carry malaria or ticks that carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The worst thing about DEET for lots of people is that stickiness and that evil smell. Tricia Braden is a health editor with Consumer Reports magazine. She says lots of people just don't like using DEET.
But I think everyone has their own, you know, sensitivity, particularly, you know, when it comes to the smell and the feel of DEET. It's better to have some protection than none at all. So,
Consumer Reports has surveyed bug sprays and creams on the market. They found that the higher the concentration of DEET, the longer it protects you from bugs. At the highest level, 98% DEET, it lasted half a day. But some products contain as little as 7% DEET because it smells so bad. Some people want something else. The EPA recently approved a new chemical called picaridin. It smells better. Consumer Reports found that picaridin products kept mosquitoes away for up to 4 hours. That's not too bad. It's better than the natural products. If you use soybean or peppermint oil, Brandon says you'll probably have to reapply a lot, at least every 2 hours.
If you compare that to the picaridin product or some of the other low, you know, DEET products, that is not nearly the protection.
Chemist Ulrich Bonnier is on a team researching the next generation of bug sprays. He believes there are more effective chemicals out there. They've tested thousands of chemicals and narrowed it down to 7.
If we're successful, the ideal product will give you 24 hours of protection. So you only have to apply it once a day. You'll be protected around the clock. It's not a plasticizer. And actually this morning I spent a little bit of time trying to pick up or detect odors from these 7 compounds, and none of us that were participating in the study could detect any disagreeable odors from any of these compounds.
DEET still works pretty well, but most mosquitoes and other invading insects are thriving. As we experience climate change, levels of mosquito-borne diseases like malaria are on the rise. So when you're at your nephew's baseball game and fending off bugs, you might need to be a little patient. It could take a few years, but experts say you should be able to find new products that you like and that work for you. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.